welcome to another episode of Hairless in the Cloud, number 46. And today we have a special guest. It is Kobe Corin from the Azure Sentinel team. And with me, as always, is Jan.
Hello, Marco. Hello, Kobe.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kobe. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kobe, for being with us. We are really honored to talk to you about Azure Sentinel, a really new product in the Microsoft security suite. Basically, it just got into public preview, I guess, in September. Is that right?
So first of all, guys, thanks for having us. Really excited to be here. And yes, we've moved Azure Sentinel to general availability in September. Mm-hmm. So and we announced it in our latest Ignite conference in November. So Okay. Pretty excited.
Cool. So Kobe, first of all, could you tell our listeners that might have not heard about Sentinel yet or might have not heard that much about it? In general, what is it?
Sure. So Sentinel is what we envisioned from the beginning as a cloud-native SIEM solution, which can collect data and telemetry from multiple environments of customers, whether, you know, if it's coming from enterprise on-premises environments, from cloud environments, including Azure, but also other clouds the customers would like to monitor. But on top of that, I think what we deliver to customers is not just a SIEM solution, but it's an actual suite of products that customers can have within Sentinel that works together. So you'll see that in Sentinel, you have lots of different tools to bring data, to do dashboarding, to run investigations in a new innovative tool that we've built for customers, including security orchestration, automation, and response platform within Sentinel, as well as tools for hunting and for big data scientists to run Jupyter notebooks on top of all their data that is being ingested into Sentinel. So it's a one big suite of products that everything is working together for our customers.
Okay, so Kobe, that sounds really interesting. And it also sounds like you are working with Azure Sentinel for a while now. Could you tell us about your role in Azure Sentinel? What are you doing in the Azure Sentinel team?
So I'm a product manager lead at Azure Sentinel, and my team is mostly focused on data collectors for Sentinel, building dashboards, including building our security orchestration, automation, and response platform, as well as running some interesting tools that we will expose pretty soon for MSSPs to work on Sentinel for their customers.
Oh, sounds really interesting. Okay. And are you coming? I mean, how long are you doing that? I mean, this is a brand new product, isn't it? How long are you working for Sentinel now?
So that's an interesting question. I'm actually in the product from day one, from the first team who started to build this project. And we're working on that for the last 2 years for now. But I think the one thing that is important to understand is that we're working with multiple teams across Microsoft in order to build Sentinel. So Sentinel is actually using different kinds of resources in Azure to build Sentinel. So we have Log Analytics, we have Logic Apps, we have Jupyter Notebooks, which are also known as Azure Notebooks. We're working with the Workbooks team for dashboarding. So we have huge teams across Microsoft working to empower Sentinel across all the different resources we have in Azure.
Okay. So may I ask you also what you did before? I mean, do you have a security background then, of course, I guess?
Absolutely. So before Sentinel, I was working on different security products at Microsoft. And as you can imagine, we were talking with multiple customers as part of the products we were part of. And we heard the need from customers to for Microsoft to also solve their big problems around their SIEM. Mm-hmm. And that was our real motivation to actually launch Sentinel and see how we can help customers to achieve more using the power we have in Azure in order to run their SIEM in a more efficient and productive way.
Okay, so when you remember the first days back when you thought about the first ideas of Sentinel, did you immediately think of, I mean, you and your colleagues, did you immediately think of building this in the cloud? Or were there also some other options in the room?
So I think once we listen to our customers' problems, I think the only option was to run it in a cloud, because the biggest problems we've heard from customers is how hard it is to scale their SIEM, how complicated it is for them to run their SIEM in different regions. Lots of different problems that are coming mostly from managing servers on premises, patching them, making sure you have enough storage on these servers, etc., where everything is actually being solved when you're moving to the cloud, because we're actually expanding the storage when it's needed. We're adding more machines to have better performance for your queries. We're running all the, let's call it, DevOps behind the scenes for you, so your team can focus on security instead of focusing on engineering and maintenance and all the heavy lifting behind the scenes.
Understand. So I think this is also a big advantage in comparison with on-premises products.
Absolutely. And we see it's really compelling for customers so far.
Okay. So Kobe, let's dig deeper now into the product. Let's talk about its functionality. Maybe we should do this by following the data. At the end, what do we want to achieve? What does the customer wants to achieve with a tool like Sentinel? He wants to get alerted. He wants to know what's going on in his environment, and wants to know if there's something malicious or anomaly going on in his environment. And therefore, he is collecting the data and then somehow processing the data. So I guess when we are following the data from the start, from where it is created until the point where it is analyzed and then some actions are taken on it, I think we can get to know the product very well. What do you think? Should we start with the data?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's first talk about how the data gets into Sentinel. I think we have some data connectors here that you can connect to data sources. What kind of data sources do you offer here?
So that's a very interesting question. So when we envisioned how to bring data into Sentinel, we didn't want just to provide customers instructions on how to bring the data, but we wanted to provide customers what we call service-to-service integrations. Right. So what we're doing for some of our connectors is that we're actually connecting to the service itself and pulling the information on behalf of our customers. Right. So, of course, it's very easy for us to do that from the Microsoft solutions. So we're bringing data from Azure AD, Office 365, all the EMS E5 suite, all the detections from Microsoft Defender ATP, Cloud Up Security, Azure AD Identity Protection, etc. So all these integrations are working as part of the system, and all you have to do is just to grant us permissions to bring the information for you as part of the service. But we're not doing that only for the Microsoft services. We also have an integration with AWS CloudTrailogs, where you have to provide our app permissions, and we will pull the information from your AWS accounts into Sentinel, including bringing the data, parsing, and ingesting them to the system without you needing to do anything. Mm-hmm. So that's our vision on how connectors should work. But we also have the generic connectors, like ingesting data using APIs, using syslog messages, and also ingesting data using Ceph over syslog messages, which is the known format of the traditional SIEMs.
So in general, you could say you have three areas. If you want to divide it into those three areas, you have, of course, the Microsoft cloud services as sources. You have third-party cloud sources as a source, and you have the on-premises infrastructure as a source, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then also, some Microsoft connectors here in this area are for free, I guess. You can ingest the data for free. I think it's the Office 365 data, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Office 365 data is in free in Azure, but also Azure Activity data, which allows customers to monitor their Azure workloads and all the activities in Azure to detect anomalous behavior as well.
Okay.
So my part is more on a collaboration focus. So I am heavily invested in Office 365. And I have two questions. One would be, at the moment for the Office 365 connector, there are only two workloads. And to get a full picture, we would need the rest of the auditing data. Do you have any insights when additional categories will come?
So yes, you're right. We have today Exchange Online and SharePoint Online as the two workloads coming from Office 365. And we're actively working on adding additional ones like Teams, Power BI, email flow logs coming from Office 365, as well as adding Dynamics 365 logs into Sentinel. And everything is actually prioritized based on asks that we're getting from customers.
Okay, great feedback. Thank you. Because we are really waiting, especially for Teams data, because it is a very important service for us. The other question would be, as you get to know, I'm the Office 365 guy, but overall, if you see the usage in Sentinel and the data connector, is it still mainly focused for Microsoft customers connecting to O365, or do you also have a lot of demand from other connectors? Is there a split?
So it's very interesting to see that we're getting lots of asks from different customers to bring different kinds of data sources. And I think we're getting lots of asks for Microsoft data, but we're getting lots of asks to monitor other clouds as well. Right? So we have customers who are using multiple clouds. As we know, lots of customers are using hybrid environments with multiple clouds, and they would like to monitor everything in one place, which for some of them is already Azure Sentinel. So we're getting asked to monitor AWS, we're getting asked to monitor GCP, as well as other solutions that are not Microsoft at all.
So yeah, to highlight, it is not a Microsoft-only focused product. You mentioned all of the connector outside of Microsoft. So, and this is really the what customers are using and requesting. No, thank you.
Okay, so let's proceed with the data flow. Now we have the data inside Sentinel. Now we have to process it somehow. Here you have workbooks. Can you tell us what is a workbook?
Absolutely. So workbooks is our dashboarding platform in Sentinel, where we're shipping to customers a variety of interesting workbooks out of the box for different kinds of solutions. Of course, for the third parties, you'll see some interesting workbooks for Azure AD, Office 365, Azure Activity, Windows Events, etc. But we're also working with the vendors, and they're building their workbooks for us. So if you look at Palo Alto Networks or Fortinet, etc., these vendors, we're working together with them to build dashboards for our customers together. But customers can take these workbooks and clone them, modify them, start their own from scratch, and decide what they would like to monitor as part of these workbooks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this brings me immediately to another question. What's the basis for these workbooks? I mean, how do you give the users or the customers the possibility to modify those workbooks? Is it like a GUI thing, or how do you do that?
So workbooks is a resource in Azure that customers can modify in the user interface of the workbooks in Sentinel, where you can create ones from scratch, and then all you'll have to do is to type in the query in Cousteau query language to run the to get the insights that you're looking for, and then you'll simply need to select which kind of visualization you would like to have to surface these insights. So you can have different kinds of tables, bars, different kinds of interesting charts, maps, etc. So we can provide you all the tools you'll need to visualize your data.
Mm-hmm. So this is a very interesting topic, I think. So at the end, Sentinel relies on log analytics. All the data is stored in log analytics, and you can query it by this Cousteau language you are just mentioning. It's a SQL-like query language, which is very powerful and which gives you access to all the data that you are gathering to altogether. So KQL or Cousteau is not only used for the workbooks, you can also use it, of course, for hunting. And you can combine all the different sources of data and can then do queries about over all the sources. And when you are doing those hunting queries, you can also do you can also make a bookmark. Can you tell us a little bit about bookmarking?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, KQL is being used across the entire product, and customers can use it to do advanced things in the system. And for running bookmarks, what customers are looking to do is to mark specific events or a bulk of specific events that were suspicious while they were looking for anomalies in their environments, and then they can actually bookmark them and create incidents out of them on the fly.
Okay.
So in that way, So in that way, you can mark these bookmarks for yourself, and later on decide if you would like to open incidents out of them, or maybe merge some of them together into one incident that you would like to investigate based on your findings during the hunting.
Okay. So I have seen there's also a lot about community work here. I think the customers do not always have to create their own queries in order to go hunting. What are you integrating here?
So we're actually doing lots of work with the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center, which is based on different analysts we have across Microsoft. We're building these hunting queries for our customers. And based on their experience hunting and searching for anomalies in different kinds of environments, they're sharing their knowledge with the Azure Sentinel customers. So in the hunting experience, you can already find more than 100 queries, as well as in the detections area, you'll find more than 100 rules already available for data sources coming from Microsoft, but also from third parties as well, and even having scenarios joining data sources together as part of these hunting and detection rules.
Okay. And then I guess you also have integration with GitHub so that you can leverage from the experience of other customers and other hunters.
Yeah. So we've made an interesting choice here where we are sharing all of our content in our GitHub repository. And we're also allowing customers to contribute and share with other Azure Sentinel customers so we can empower all our customers together to protect themselves in a better way.
Okay, so then in Sentinel, you have the possibility to get the queries from GitHub directly into the system and then running them against your data, right?
Yes. So customers can see all the content from GitHub in Sentinel and then decide which rules they would like to apply on their specific environments. And all these rules, you know, they are being already mapped to the Mitra Attack Framework. We're adding all the details like the description, what is the recommended frequency to run this query, and additional steps for the query itself, where customers can really understand what should be their next step.
Okay, so now we have the data in the system. Now we have the ability to query it by Custo, by KQL. Do you also give the customers something, some help here in analyzing the data? How can they know that this is malicious? Do they have to find this out by themselves, or what are you doing here?
So when customers are taking these detections from the GitHub repository and applying them in their environments, or even if they're creating their own from scratch, once they have a hit on one of these rules, the next thing that will happen, they will have an incident in the system. But we heavily invested in building an investigation tool, which is actually a graph that shows you all the connections between the different entities, so you can really understand what is the scope of this specific incident. So you'll be able to see, you know, connections between users, machines, IPs, the different alerts related to them. But you can also ask the interesting questions using the investigation tool. So until now, we've seen customers, you know, saying some suspicious activity, and then they're starting to run queries. Using the investigation tool, you can just right-click on a specific entity, and we will get you the answers as part of the investigation tool without you needing to run these queries by yourselves. So we've seen lots of customers already using this investigation tool, and the feedback so far is absolutely amazing. And we see how we can really make the investigation time much shorter than it was before.
So this is also our experience. You know, we have a managed service for our customers, a cloud security operations center, and we spent much time in getting to know what is going on here. And this time, I think, can be shortened by visualizing the data, by visualizing the graph in order to immediately understand what was happening here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe let's proceed here and talk a little bit about what can happen then. What can happen after you have had an alert, you have had an incident, how can we proceed? There's also a big part of Sentinel that is called automation. So you don't have to do manual actions here, but you can automate actions.
Absolutely. So one of the tools that we added to the system is our SOAR platform, the Security Orchestration Automation and Response, which allows customers to run these actions in order to orchestrate across the organization, whether it's opening tickets or incidents in any ITSM services, maybe in ServiceNow, Jira, Zendesk, whatever the customer is actually using, they'll be able to open incidents there and orchestrate to the entire organization. They can also run some more enrichment actions, like taking the IP address from the incident and enrich it with any threat intelligence provider, with any external sources, to get a verdict about this specific IP, URL, or any other indicator they have in this alert. And based on the results that are coming from these enrichments, they can go ahead and triage, right? They can decide if to assign it to tier one, tier two, or tier three based on the outputs. And then they can also decide if they would like to automatically close the incident based on the outcomes that came from the service they were integrating with. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you can also run some interesting actions, like actually responding to the alert. So you can block IPs in your firewalls. You can shut down machines, isolate them from the network, ask users to change their password or use MFA, or maybe even blocking a user in Azure AD, which will really allow your SOC to respond to these threats immediately before they're expanding to more environments in your enterprise. Mm-hmm. So we've seen how we can really help customers, run playbooks automatically. So every time you author a detection rule, you can select which playbook will be triggered automatically every time the alert is actually being fired. But you can also trigger these playbooks on demand while you're investigating a specific alert in the system. You can also trigger playbooks on demand to get more enrichments and information and open incidents in ITSM services.
Okay, understand. So I think this is the case when you are quite certain about a threat, when you are really sure that is a bad threat and you can automate it. But I guess there are also threats where you are not so sure and you have to investigate some further. And here I think comes the Jupyter Notebooks into play. That gives you, not a complete automation, but that guide you through your further investigations and give you some kind of automation. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So as you mentioned before, we envision the investigation tool as something that really helps analysts to investigate. But we also know that in your SOC, you might have tier three analysts that they would like to run their own scripts, right? Whether if it's PowerShell, whether if it's Python scripts, they have their own specific logic and methodology on how to investigate a specific threat in their environment. And what we have learned is that there are lots of customers who are already using Jupyter Notebooks as an open source platform to investigate these threats. So we've decided to also integrate this platform into Azure Sentinel to allow these tier three analysts to investigate in their methodology within Sentinel. Mm-hmm. So in Jupyter Notebooks within Azure Notebooks, they can run their own logic, their own scripts to integrate with additional services to bring more data or to analyze data. And based on that, get into a verdict of what was happening in that specific incident.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Kobe, I think we followed the data from the beginning, from the data connectors to the visualization, to the analyzation, then to the action through the automation or through the Jupyter Notebooks. Did we miss something essential you want to talk about with our listeners? Did we miss something?
So there's several different options in the system that customers can do in Sentinel, whether if it's applying some advanced logic of alert aggregation, if you want to have one incident that is related to a specific logic, or aggregate alerts based on the different users related to it, different machines related to it, etc. So these are capabilities that were just released to public preview last week. which is pretty exciting. And the feedback so far is great from customers. But we're also working on new innovative tools in the system that will be able to release them in the upcoming months.
Okay. Sounds pretty amazing. So what can you suggest our customers if they want to get in touch with Sentinel, if they want to get their hands dirty? Is there a possibility to test it?
Absolutely. So we offer customers 30 days of free trial to try Sentinel. So they can go ahead, spin up an Azure account and start testing Azure Sentinel. And you can also test Sentinel with the fact that Office 365 data and Azure Activity data is for free in Sentinel, so you can already start playing with it, build detections, build hunting queries, and use the tools we have in our repositories.
So that's pretty easy. I think you can just enable it by creating an instance of Sentinel and then connecting, as you said, your four free connectors to Office 365, and then you can play around with everything we were just talking about today.
So absolutely.
And it's so easy. Even I did it just before the call. I have a new lab tenant and we have free Azure contingent. So I clicked through it and I now get all of my Office 365 data. So it's really easy.
Okay, if even Marco is saying that, then it must be easy. Okay. So
I'm very glad to hear that you found it easy. This is the feedback we're getting from customers as well. Okay. So we've seen customers spinning up Sentinel and connecting data sources within a matter of a few minutes and seeing data already in the system, exactly, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you very much, Kobe. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. Maybe we can do this again once we have new functionality in Sentinel. It's always cool to talk to you via Teams. And I think it's also no problem to talk via Teams with you. Thank you very much. It was very interesting and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for having us and hope to talk to you soon, guys.
Thank you.